Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens back on the Pick and Rollout. Conference tournaments are kicking off. Regular seasons are wrapping up. We've got the best of both of those flavors for you. Let's get things started with a couple of regular season matchups out in the Pac-12. First up, Arizona taking on UCLA, 9:30 Eastern on ESPN. The Wildcats currently number 3 in the country, a virtual lock for a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament, 23-6 this year, 14-4 in the Pac-12. UCLA 14-15 this season, 9-9 in the conference. Arizona has won 4 of their last 5. UCLA is currently on a 4-game losing streak, so most of the momentum on the side of the Wildcats. They are 8.5-point favorites in this one. That's down from an opening line of 9.5. Arizona has covered 5 of their last 7. They've won 9 of their last 10 overall. They are 11-2 straight up in their last 13 Pac-12 games. They're 13-3 straight up in their last 16 games in the month of March, and they've covered 9 of their last 12 played on Thursdays. UCLA, in addition to that 4-game losing streak, has only covered 1 of their last 5 games overall. They're just 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games at home. However, they've won 15 of their last 20 when playing on Thursdays. They're also 10-0 at home in their last 10 Thursday home games. When facing Arizona at Pauley Pavilion, UCLA has covered each of the last 5 meetings. I don't think that continues. I know Arizona's kind of on cruise control heading into the tail end of the season here, but I think they get the job done on the road. I'm going to take Arizona minus 8.5. 147 is the total. Arizona has seen the over hit in 4 of their last 5 on the road. The over has also hit in 8 of UCLA's last 12 games overall, as well as 6 of their last 9 in the Pac-12, and the over is 4-1 in UCLA's last 5 games in the month of March. Too many trends to ignore there. We're going to take over 147 in this one. Also in the Pac-12 tonight, games that we talk about losing a lot in football, but it hurts just as much in basketball if these are going away. Washington Huskies heading to Pullman to take on the number 18 Washington State Cougars, 9 o'clock Eastern on FS1. Washington State 23-7 this season, 14-5 in the conference. The Huskies 16-14, 8-11 in Pac-12 play. The Huskies come into this one, they've lost 2 of their last 4. Washington State winners of 4 of their last 5. The Cougars 6.5-point favorites in this matchup. If we look at the trends of what's happening between these two teams, Washington State has only won 6 of their last 20 road games. They're also 1-4 straight up in their last 5 in the month of March, but they have covered 5 of their last 6 on Thursdays. Washington State has covered 11 of their last 15 overall. They're 10-1 straight up in their last 11 games. They've won 7 in a row at home, 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games against teams from the Pac-12. When these teams have squared off, though, Washington 1-4 straight up against Washington State. So the Cougars have taken 4 of the last 5. I think that's obviously going to continue here. I think Washington State wins the game. But Washington has covered 4 of the last 6 in this matchup. I don't really have a good reason to say this, but I think Washington actually covers this one. Give me the Huskies on the road plus the points. 149.5 is the total. The under has hit in 5 of the last 7 meetings between these two teams in Pullman, but it's been over in 4 of the last 5 overall. So when they've been playing in Seattle, you're seeing the over hit. When they're playing in Pullman, we're seeing the under hit. Over, though, in 4 of Washington State's last 5 in March overall, the over has also hit in 4 of Washington's last 5 games. Washington has also seen the over go 9-3 in their last 12 Pac-12 games. I think this continues here. We'll take over 149.5. Let's get into some conference tournament action. The Missouri Valley Conference kicks off today. We all know, take the unders every time, every game, all the way, no doubts, until they start figuring those out, under in all the Missouri Valley games. That's just a freebie toss-in. Let's take it over to the Horizon League for this evening. Starting things off, 7 o'clock Eastern, Youngstown State taking on Cleveland State. The Penguins, 22-9 this year, 14-6 in Horizon League play. This game will be played in Youngstown. Cleveland State comes into this one 19-13 on the season, 11-9 in the conference. Cleveland State, winners of 3 of their last 5, including 2 in a row. Big asterisk, though. Those 2 wins both came over IUPUI, who were very, very weak this season. Youngstown State, on the flip side, has won 4 of their last 5. That included wins over both Milwaukee and Green Bay. We'll talk about those 2 teams in just a moment. Youngstown State, a 9-point favorite in this game. They are 10-4-1 against the spread in their last 15 games overall. As I mentioned, they've won 4 of their last 5. They've also won 7 of their last 8 at home. In the Horizon League, they are 12-4 straight up in their last 16 conference games. They've also covered 8 of their last 12 on Thursdays overall, and 8 of their last 12 on Thursdays at home. Cleveland State, winners of 4 of their last 6 with the asterisk, as we talked about. They have covered 4 of their last 6 Thursday games. Cleveland State, though, 3-17 straight up in their last 20 road games. I think Youngstown State's got a tough team this year. I think they're going to pull this one out at home, but I do think that 9 is an awful lot. I think Cleveland State keeps it close enough, and this one, I'll take the road team and the points. Give me Cleveland State plus 9. 151.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 14 of Cleveland State's last 20 on the road, as well as 5 of the last 6 times they've traveled to Youngstown. The over has also hit in 7 of Youngstown State's last 9 games. The over has hit in 5 of their last 6 at home against Cleveland State, as I mentioned. 7 of their last 8 between these 2 teams have gone over as well. I think those trends continue. We'll take over 151.5. Our last preview for today, we're sticking in the Horizon League, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Plus from the Rush Center in Green Bay. The Green Bay Phoenix hosting the Milwaukee Panthers. Green Bay 18-13 on the season, 13-7 overall in the conference. Milwaukee 18-14 this year, 12-8 in conference play. Milwaukee has won 4 in a row, although that did include 2 scares, 1 to IUPUI, 1 to Detroit Mercy in the opening round of the conference tournament earlier this week. Green Bay, losers of 4 of their last 5. However, they will be getting their star player Noah Reynolds back in this one. That is why you are seeing Green Bay listed as a 1-point favorite. These 2 teams met less than a week ago last Saturday night, Milwaukee winning that game by 21 points at home. As I mentioned, Milwaukee winners, they've been hot lately, so winning 6 of their last 7. They are just 5-10 straight up in their last 15 road games, though. They are also 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 games, and just 1-5-1 against the spread in their last 7 games on Thursday when playing on the road. Green Bay, again, only covering 1 of their last 5. They've only won 1 of their last 5. But big giant asterisks with Reynolds being out and hopefully coming back and being healthy tonight. They have covered, though, 15 of their last 20 in the Horizon League. When these 2 teams have met, the Panthers have covered 5 of the last 6 games played in Green Bay. Milwaukee has also covered 6 of the last 8 between these 2 teams, both against the spread covering and straight up. So the Panthers have definitely had Green Bay's number. I don't know, though. Coming off of last week's game, I happened to be in attendance at that one. Milwaukee left their starters in until almost the end of the game. They were really trying to send a message. I don't know how well Green Bay is going to respond to that. I know the Rush Center is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. I think Green Bay is actually going to come out with this one. I think with Reynolds coming back, they get it done. I'll take Green Bay minus the 1 at home. 145.5 is the total. The over has hit in each of Milwaukee's last 5 games played in March, as well as 4 of their last 5 overall. Green Bay has seen the under hit in 4 of their last 6 games in the month of March. 135 is not a ton of points, particularly for how these two teams score. So I'm inclined to lean towards the over in this matchup. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. We'll be back with more conference tournament previews. We'll be wrapping up the regular season this weekend as well. And you know we're going to be here all the way through the big tournament. So be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.